Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Choice One Financial Services, or SOFS, as it's listed on the ticker. If you're not familiar with this name, let me give you the quick rundown. Choice One Financial Services is a bank holding company based in the U.S., operating primarily through its subsidiary, Choice One Bank. They're in the financial services game, focusing on community banking with a footprint in Michigan, offering a range of services from loans to deposits. It's a smaller player in the banking sector, but one that's carving out its niche in the regional market. Today, we're diving deep into what makes this company tick, what's holding it back, and whether it's got the potential to be a solid pick for your long-term portfolio. Let's break it down with a full SWOT analysis, while keeping an eye on the latest trends and data that could move the needle for investors like you. Before we jump into the meat of the analysis, let's touch on some recent performance and news surrounding Choice One. Looking at their stock performance, the numbers show a mixed bag over various time frames. Short term, we've seen some volatility in the past month, but over a longer horizon like the past year, there's been a steadier trend that might catch the eye of patient investors. On the news front, there's been chatter about their strategic moves to expand services or optimize operations in their region, which could signal some growth potential. Additionally, insights from their latest earnings call transcript highlight management's focus on navigating interest rate challenges and boosting customer engagement, key factors for any bank in today's environment. With that backdrop, let's get into the SWOT to see where Choice One stands. Strengths. First off, Choice One Financial Services benefits from a strong regional presence. Being a community bank in Michigan gives them a loyal customer base and a deep understanding of local needs, which can be a real edge over larger, less personal national banks. Financially, their current ratio and quick ratio from the latest metrics suggest decent liquidity. They've got the ability to cover short-term obligations, which is a reassuring sign for stability in the banking world. Their gross profit margin also looks solid, indicating they're managing to keep a healthy spread between their revenue and costs, a critical factor for banks dealing with thin margins in a competitive landscape. Another plus is their dividend yield. For income-focused investors, Choice One offers a steady payout, and the latest figures show it's at a level that could be attractive compared to peers in the sector. Weaknesses. On the flip side, Choice One isn't without its challenges. Their debt-to-equity ratio raises some eyebrows. It's not catastrophic, but it suggests they're carrying a fair bit of leverage, which could be a risk if interest rates keep climbing or if economic conditions tighten. Growth in revenue and net income, based on recent income statements, isn't exactly setting the world on fire. While they're not shrinking, the pace of expansion feels sluggish compared to what you might expect from a more aggressive player in the financial space. Their return on equity, ROE, also lags a bit. This tells me they're not squeezing as much profit out of shareholder investments as some of their competitors might be, which could signal inefficiencies or missed opportunities. Lastly, being a smaller regional bank, they lack the scale and diversification of bigger institutions. If there's a localized economic downturn in Michigan, they could feel the heat more than a national bank with broader exposure. Opportunities. Now, let's talk about where Choice One could shine. There's room for growth through strategic expansion, whether that's opening new branches or deepening digital banking offerings. Their earnings call transcript hinted at a push toward tech-driven customer solutions, which could attract younger clients and boost long-term engagement. The banking sector as a whole, based on industry performance trends, is seeing renewed interest as interest rates stabilize or rise. Choice One could capitalize on this by optimizing their loan portfolios for higher yields, something to watch in their next few quarters. Mergers and acquisitions are always on the table for regional banks like this one. If they play their cards right, partnering with or acquiring smaller institutions could fast-track their growth and market share in the Midwest. Also, with their community focus, there's an opportunity to double down on niche markets. Think small business loans or agricultural financing in their region. That kind of specialization could set them apart and build a moat against bigger competitors. Threats. Of course, no analysis is complete without looking at the risks. The biggest threat to Choice One right now is the macroeconomic environment. Rising interest rates might be a double-edged sword, good for loan margins, but tough on borrowers, which could lead to higher default rates. Competition is fierce in the financial sector, not just from other regional banks, but from fintech disruptors and national giants who are pouring money into digital platforms. If Choice One doesn't keep up with tech innovation, they risk losing market share. Regulatory pressures are another concern. Banking is a heavily scrutinized industry, and any changes in compliance costs or capital requirements could hit their bottom line harder than larger players who can absorb those costs more easily. Finally, looking at their industry performance metrics, the banking sector has shown some underperformance over certain periods compared to broader markets. If this trend continues, investor sentiment towards stocks like Choice One could sour, putting downward pressure on the share price in the short to medium term. Now let's zoom out a bit and talk valuation. Based on the forward PE ratios, Choice One seems to be trading at a reasonable multiple compared to industry averages. It's not screamingly cheap, but it's not overpriced either, which might appeal to value investors looking for steady, non-flashy returns. On the flip side, their price-to-sales ratio suggests the market isn't assigning a huge premium to their revenue stream, which could mean there's room for upside if they execute on growth plans. Financial statements also show a stable, if not spectacular, trend in free cash flow, which supports their ability to maintain dividends and fund modest expansion without overextending themselves. That said, keep an eye on their capital expenditure. If they're investing heavily in tech or branches, it could either pay off big or weigh on short-term profitability. For long-term investors, what's really interesting here is the balance between stability and growth potential. Choice One isn't going to be the next high-flying tech stock, but as a regional bank, it offers a certain dependability, especially with that dividend yield. The question is whether they can innovate fast enough to stay relevant in a rapidly changing financial landscape. Short term, I'd watch how they handle interest rate shifts and whether they can keep loan quality high. Medium term, any news on partnerships or digital rollouts could be a catalyst. But for the long haul, it's all about whether they can grow beyond their current footprint without taking on too much risk. Wrapping this up, Choice One Financial Services presents a classic case of a steady regional player with some intriguing upside but notable risks. The strengths lie in their community roots and financial stability, while weaknesses like slow growth and leverage need careful monitoring. Opportunities are there for the taking if they lean into tech and strategic expansion, but threats from competition and economic headwinds can't be ignored. For long-term investors, this stock could be a sleeper pick if management plays their cards right, offering a mix of income and modest capital appreciation. As always, do your own deep dive, but I hope this SWOT gives you a solid starting point. Stay tuned for more insights, and don't forget to check out MarketSnap's daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses, available in video, audio, and article formats, along with our bullet point SWOT breakdowns on the platform. Let's keep building wealth together. See you in the next one.